You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Civic Media's Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, and Todd Albo recently rolled into the Northwoods as part of Civic Media's summer road trip. This time they were talking about beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. This featured such guests as Kelly Meredith, owner of Fanatical Fish Art Studio and Gallery, some members of the 98Q Country and 103.1 Trail Mix team, Maxine Kilger, Vice President of the Butternut Historical Society, Glenn Wagner of Signature Sign, and Lena Matola, owner of Lena's Northern Pines. They talked about everything the area has going on and what the local residents are doing to help brighten things up a bit. You can find the full broadcast on the Civic Media YouTube channel. Just look for the Todd Albo Show live Thursday, July 17th. Once again, this full show is archived on the Civic Media YouTube channel under the Todd Albo Show live Thursday, July 17th. August 9th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at Midway Bar in Butternut. It's the Turtle Flambeau Floge Association's Pig and Corn Roast. On the menu will be pork with all the fixings and sweet corn. Raffle proceeds will go toward the Turtle Flambeau Floge Association. Once again, this is taking place August 9th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at 89281 County Highway F in Butternut. With the introduction of fentanyl, overdose deaths have gone up. But one Northeast Wisconsin county recently saw a nearly 50% reduction in overdose fatalities in 1 year. Lisa Hale has that story.
The Winnebago County Overdose Fatality Review Team has reported a significant 49% decrease in overdose deaths in 2024 compared to 2023, when the county saw a record number of overdose deaths. Now, despite the progress, there is more to be done, said Maddie Brager, a community health strategist with Winnebago County Public Health.
We still had 24 lives lost last year, and until those numbers are at zero, we're not going to stop.
Jennifer Skolaski, who is the project manager of the OFR team, said making overdose-reversing medications readily available has helped. So has trying to mitigate the isolation those with substance abuse disorder face.
It's connection to community and having people checking in on one another and making sure that we're not isolated, because we know that the people who have died in the past and the people who are struggling are completely alone and isolated. You know, someone who's struggling with substance use disorder has a disease. And when we can show compassion towards one another and empathy, That's how we start breaking stigma and solving the problem.
Skolaski said overdose fatality review teams from throughout the country are reaching out to Winnebago to mirror its success. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
County Highway GG will be undergoing resurfacing between State Highway 13 and Mellon to Quarry Road over the next 2 weeks. This work will be completed using flaggers to direct traffic through lane closures. Motorists should expect travel delays and might want to consider using an alternate route. Once again, from July 22nd, that was yesterday, through to August 1st, maintenance crews will be resurfacing approximately 4 miles of County Highway GG between State Highway 13 and Mellon to Quarry Road over the next 2 weeks. The work will be completed using flaggers to direct traffic through lane closures. Motorists should expect travel delays and might want to consider using an alternate route. Many of you may have heard that today was supposed to be Old A Memorial Park's grand opening. However, that has been rescheduled to next Wednesday, July 30th, due to the weather forecast for today. That is the only thing that has changed. Ice cream will still be given to the first 200 people at 4:30, with the ceremony at 5. And don't forget about Wednesday Night Live at 6. Once again, Old Dame Memorial Park's grand opening has been delayed to July 30th. So please adjust your schedules accordingly. Not one, but two of them are in Oshkosh this week. Lisa Hale has more.
This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Goodyear blimp. The tire company flew its first blimp in 1925. Eventually, the blimps were used by the U.S. Navy to spot U-boats during World War II. Now, the three blimps are relegated to public relations events. Two of them are at EAA Air Venture this year. The last time a blimp was at EAA was in 2021, and this is the first time ever that two blimps have attended the aviation event in Oshkosh.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Training camp is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp got started. The team holding open practice to the public. The players riding the bikes of kids to the Nitschke practice field, a tradition dating back to the Lombardi era. Practices tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, open to fans at 10:30 a.m. Baseball. The Brewers' 11-game winning streak came to an end. Seattle's all-star catcher, Cal Raleigh, got a hold of a solo home run shot off of Nick Mears in the sixth, and that was it. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 1-0. That was the second longest winning streak in Brewers franchise history. NBA, Damian Lillard says, after suffering that torn Achilles tendon, he asked some other athletes for advice, including Kevin Durant and a former Packers player.
You know, I know it's going to be a long journey. I know it's a challenge mentally, you know, just kind of learning more about it, you know, talking to Aaron Rodgers and KD and Rudy Gay, you know, all these guys that experienced it and handled it differently.
That's the Trailblazers' Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. There will be jerks out there who are just not kind and will take it as offensive just because it is about kindness. That is director James Gunn describing his film Superman while addressing criticism of the film as woke. While addressing the issue, Gunn asks, what is woke? Gunn says Superman is an immigrant and his creators in 1938, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, were sons of immigrants. Gunn acknowledged there is an immigrant angle, but that the film is primarily about kindness and morality. James Remar is open to returning as Richard. Remar was last seen as the boyfriend on season 4 of Sex and the City. Remar says as an actor, he's always taking calls, but he does have one question. Does he have to get naked again? A lot of actors probably ask that. James Remar is now 71, so I think we're all hoping the answer to the naked question is a resounding no. Remar is also known for his roles on Dexter and most famously, in my opinion, The Warriors. Okay, Sandler fans, buckle up. Happy Gilmore 2 is on the way, thrilling golf and comedy fans across the world. Adam Sandler recently told Collider there were serious rewrites of the script due to the passing of Carl Weathers, who played Chubbs Peterson, Gilmore's mentor in the first film in 1996. Weathers passed away last year from a heart attack, forcing the production of Gilmore to adapt. Sandler says there are many tributes to Chubbs in the second installment. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix Friday, July 25th. Sad news from the world of Ted Lasso, at least if you're a certain actor. Apple TV announced Monday that Jamie Tart will not be lacing them up for AFC Richmond. Actor Phil Dunster will not return in the role, at least not as the series regular. Deadline reports that the actor had already taken a role in a still-untitled HBO show with Steve Carell, creating a scheduling conflict. Season 4 of Lasso is currently filming in Kansas City. You heard that right, not in the UK. There is no release date announced yet for the new season. Former star of The Cosby Show, Malcolm Jamal Warner, has passed away. Warner accidentally drowned while swimming in Costa Rica after being pulled under by a current. Warner played Theo Huxtable for 8 seasons on the groundbreaking show from 1984 to 1992. Warner received a Best Supporting Actor Emmy nomination for comedy. He later went on to star in his own sitcom, Malcolm and Eddie. Most recently, he was seen as a series regular on the show The Resident. Malcolm Jamal Warner was 54 years old. Speaking of The Resident, and according to Deadline, producers and actors, including Morris Chestnut and Sean A. Wilson, paid tribute to Malcolm Jamal Warner, calling him larger than life and a really solid human being. Warner made it his goal at a young age not to be a forgotten about childhood star. It was his role as AJ the Raptor Austin that he played for 5 seasons on the Fox medical drama that reintroduced him to audiences as an adult. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain and the potential for a few strong to severe storms later today into tonight. Hail and wind, even an isolated tornado or two possible. Be weather aware later today and tonight. Our high this afternoon, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.